This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee says more depositions and more hearings in the impeachment inquiry of President Donald Trump aren't out of the question. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff tells CNN his committee continues to conduct investigative work, even as it compiles its findings to submit to the House Judiciary Committee. It's that panel which would make a formal recommendation of charges for the House to vote on. If passed, impeachment would move to the Senate.
I think this is an impeachable offense.
Senator and Democratic presidential candidate Amy Klobuchar tells ABC's This Week,
this is the global version of Watergate, where a president is trying to get dirt on a political opponent from a world leader.
However, Republican support for Trump is showing no overt signs of buckling. Still, Senator John Kennedy tells Fox the allegations won't be summarily dismissed. Ben Thomas, Washington.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson launched his ruling Conservatives manifesto on Sunday, aiming to present the image of sensible spending. David Doyle has more.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson released his Conservative Party's election manifesto on Sunday, promising to
get Brexit done
by bringing his EU withdrawal deal back to Parliament before Christmas. With less than 3 weeks until Britain's head to the polls, the governing Conservatives are trying to draw a distinction with the opposition Labour Party. It has promised to raise taxes on the rich and businesses to fund an expansion of the state. Johnson instead is promising £23.5 billion of tax cuts and higher spending, including on lowering business rates for retailers and employing another 50,000 nurses. The manifesto says the impact on the government's day-to-day finances would be close to zero.
For more on this and other stories, you can find us online at voanews.com. From Washington, D.C., this is VOA News.